opportunity to break the cycle of birth and death and suffering in this material world. Lord Chaitanya has come just for that purpose. And he's brought with him a special medicine. This word, Oshadi, means medicine. Just like in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, on the battlefield of Lanka, Indrajit, the son of Ravana, had become very powerful, and he rained down arrows on all of the Lord Ramachandra's army. Even Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman were unconscious from the attack. Everyone was unconscious, but Hanuman remained alive, and he went to the mountains in the Himalayas, far a great distance away, and he found the Oshodi, the herb, that could bring everyone back to life. And so he carried that herb back to the battlefield, and just by the presence of that Oshodi, the medicine, the smell of the herbs came in and revived all of Ram's army. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with an Oshodi to wake us up, a medicine. And what is that medicine he's came? What is that medicine? Harinam Mahamantra is a medicine. We simply have to take it, and we'll wake up, and we'll actually find ourselves in a position to get the highest boon. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to give Krishna prema. Not just to wake us up from the sleeping in the lap of Maya, but to give us actual love for Krishna in ways in which have never been done before. That's what Rupa Goswami said about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was shocked. Actually, he was shocked when he understood that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give is not just liberation from the sufferings of this material world, but actually to give us a chance to develop our love for Krishna. And not just our love for Krishna, but our love for Krishna in a conjugal mood, which our acharyas have described as the topmost benefit for the living entity. So we should take this Oshodi. And Lord Chaitanya, in his pastimes, he showed in different ways how he gave that medicine, how he gave that Oshodi to the devotees. And that's what we want to look at today. We're going to look at different ways in which Lord Chaitanya administered that medicine for our great benefit. So what I'd like to do is relate some pastimes, and I'd like you to also think, as you see the pattern that I'm trying to develop in giving the examples, you can also think and share with us your own examples of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this medicine to each and every one of us. So Lord Chaitanya, he delivered us by using musical instruments, khol and kartal, this mridanga and the kartals. These are special musical instruments, and in different places you'll see how the kartals and the mridanga are treated with great respect. The artists put the mridanga to their head, kartals to their head, and pray, because these are two instruments, musical instruments, which are specially empowered to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. And I'll give you an example from our contemporary life here in Gainesville, Florida. The devotees go every week, the 13th and University, to chant Hare Krishna. And there was one lady that was my wife met recently. She had been driving through that intersection many times when she saw the devotees there, and she heard kol and kartals going. She never stopped, she never rolled down the window, she never talked to anybody, but she knew the Hare Krishnas are there because I hear this sound, kol and kartals. So it just so happened that later she was at Santa Fe Community College. It's not in Cole and Kartal, no. But she was at Santa Fe Community College, and all of a sudden, she heard Cole and Kartal from a distance. She couldn't see the devotees, but she could hear the kartals and the mridanga playing. So she thought, this is my opportunity. I've seen them so much driving through 13th and University, but I never got a chance to talk to them and find out what it's all about. So when she heard the kol and kartal, she went to that place and she met the devotees and she made inquiries that changed the direction of her eternal existence in this material world. Just by the kol and kartal. Of course, we know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also talked about the Brihad Mridanga, how that's, by printing books, one can spread the sound very far. But don't underestimate just these musical instruments, the sound of the kol and the kartal. There's a story by one of our god sisters that I saw on the Prabhupada remembrance tape. She was in Europe somehow or another, and she was looking for the devotees. So she went from one country to another, to one city. She had no idea where she'd find the devotees. She thought, they'll be on the streets. So she just went to some city that she'd never been before and walked the streets, just waiting to hear kol and kartal. And finally she heard from a distance that sound, and she immediately went to that place, met the devotees, and never left Krishna consciousness since that day. So these instruments, the musical instruments the Lord delivers us by, are very, very special. And so we should think of them and respect them in that way. Lord Chaitanya also used the principle of teamwork to give this Oshodhi the medicine. And his primary team member, his tag team member was who? Nityananda, Chaitanya Nitai. The two divine brothers that we heard that pastime about, which was really, really far out. So Nityananda Prabhu, he appeared in Ekachakra sometime before the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at 12 years old, he left home, breaking the heart of Harai Pandit and Padmavati, his mother and father. And he traveled with a sannyasi on pilgrimage for many, many years. But one thing he did not do during all that time is that he did not preach. He did not engage in preaching activities. Only after he got word of the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who in Navadvipa had started his own preaching, did he go there and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take up spreading Krishna consciousness, take up the preaching mission. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are a transcendental tag team that spread love of God all over the world. How did they do that? What techniques did they use? Well, in a song by Lochan Das Thakur, the children of the school just sang a bhajan by Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan Das Thakur has many bhajans, and in one bhajan he describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day, this is also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Nityananda to him in Puri. And he said to him, if both of us stay here in Puri, then who will preach in Bengal? And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his partner to Bengal to develop Krishna consciousness and spread Krishna consciousness there. And so how did he do it? How did Nityananda Prabhu, on the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spread Krishna consciousness there? Well, Lochan Das Thakur explains very nicely in this bhajan that when Nityananda Prabhu got there, he saw that the ocean of love of Godhead was blocked on all sides. It was blocked. But he cut a canal and brought the flood of love of the Godhead to every door. The words of the bhajan are, Gari Gari Bhule Prema Amiyar Ban. He cut a canal. He was he used his ingenuity in spreading Krishna consciousness. Actually, he was like a civil engineer. Civil engineers, they take care of all these, how water flows and things like that. So the first civil engineer was Nityananda Prabhu, and what he was doing was directing by cutting a canal and bringing it to every door. He was spreading Krishna consciousness. So that, there's a career day coming up at the Bhaktivedanta Academy next week or so. So we'll keep the career of civil engineer open for spreading the ocean of love of Godhead. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu in Bengal is also famous in another way that's described in a different bhajan, one of my favorites. And if we had time, I would have Badahari Prabhu sing this because he sings it so sweetly. Badahari Prabhu is here with us today. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. Pache Yache Nam Hatha Jivera Karan. Pache Yache Nam Hatha Jivera Karan. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. In the land of Nadia, on the island of Godruma, the magnanimous Lord Nityananda has opened up the marketplace of a holy name, meant for deliverance of all fallen souls. So what is the price of at Nityananda's market? Does anybody know what is the price that he's charging? Just the faith, just the faith, have faith in the holy name. So marketing is another career you might want to consider going into. The original marketer, Nityananda Prabhu, he opened up a marketplace. And you see these same marketplaces if you go to Mayapur, driving through the West Bengal countryside right now. I've seen them just like a few days ago. These people congregate in the towns along the main road, and they have all their wares and vegetables and fruits and everything for sale. So you can go there and you can get anything you want. But Nityananda Prabhu's marketplace is a special place. And there you can get love of God simply for your faith. Therefore it says, Shradavan Janhe, Shradavan Janhe. O faithful people, take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. That's all it takes for the Oshodi, the medicine to work, is to have faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna. Adikarta Prabhu was giving class the other day, just Monday, and he was explaining how he says he has no taste. That's his words. I don't accept. We saw this morning he has taste. Obviously, how is he leading a kirtan like that? He doesn't have taste. But he says he has no taste. But even if we have no taste, if we have faith and we chant, then we will attain perfection. We should always have faith in that. So this was Nityananda Prabhu's mission given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal. He used these two things, civil engineering and marketing, to spread Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada makes a very beautiful statement. He says, still today, Bengal becomes overwhelmed when hearing of Nityananda. And so that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And ISKCON is doing wonderful things in Bengal right now with the Namhatta program. So many hundreds of thousands of people all over Bengal are benefiting from the preaching of the devotees out of Mayapur, Chandidoya Mandir. So that's the story about Nityananda in Bengal. So other things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to spread, to give this Oshodhi, the medicine of the holy name, he held private dancing parties. Now, dancing parties we can expect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We understand he's the great dancer. But why private dancing parties? Well, there were many opponents of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his preaching in Navadvip. There were the envious Hindu brahmanas who felt that this Oshodhi, the medicine, they couldn't understand it, they couldn't relate to it, they couldn't recognize it. They took this Oshodhi, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, as something that wasn't good. Now, how can you take the Vedic mantras, the Vedic instructions out on the street? You know, it's meant for the mouths of the Brahmins only. So they were that group of people. And of course, there was the Mohammedan rule that was going on at that time in that area of India. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his preaching mission, he started with private dancing parties just for the Vaishnavas. And so every night, the Lord would meet at the house of Advaita Srivas Thakur, and all the Vaishnavas would come there, and they would lock the door. You can't come in. You're in or you're out. He locked the door, and they would have their kirtan. But sometimes these private dancing parties were disturbed. One time, a brahmachari who very much desired to see Lord Chaitanya's dancing was begging Srivas Thakur, "Let me in, please. I'm a brahmachari. Not only do I abstain the way in brahmacharis do, but I only drink milk. That's it, bas. Well, maybe some fruits. Some accounts say fruits. That's all. I'm fasting continuously. Milk and fruits." So he was begging Srivas Thakur, "Let me in, let me in, let me in." So finally Srivas Thakur said, "Okay, but you have to hide. You can't show yourself before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't want him to be disturbed." So the brahmachari was let in. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas came. They locked the door, and they began their kirtan. But all of a sudden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Stop! Stop the kirtan! I'm not feeling ecstasy." And he asked, "Is there someone hiding here?" Of course, that brahmachari, he heard that, and he started trembling. So finally, the brahmachari came out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry. "You think that you can know me? You can see my dancing just because you just drink milk? That's not the qualification for achieving the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas." Of course, ultimately the Lord was merciful to that brahmachari. He put his feet on the head of that brahmachari and told him to chant Hare Krishna. So he delivered the medicine to that brahmachari, even though he was hiding and disturbing the Lord's ecstasy. Gopal Chapal, he was less fortunate because he couldn't get in. And when he couldn't get in, what he did was he put all the worship for the paraphernalia for worshiping Mother Bhavani, who was a manifestation of Durga Devi. He put all the medicine, the paraphernalia for worshiping Bhavani. And that way tried to defame Srivas Thakur. But Srivas Thakur said, in the morning he came and he saw that, and he said to everybody, just see, I've been exposed. Just see the paraphernalia for worshiping Bhavani that I've been doing. And everyone was saying, no, this is, we're sorry. And they came and they cleaned it up, took it away. They couldn't defame one, says Srivas Thakur. You can go to Srivasanga to this very day. Same place. You go there in Mayapur. Very nice place, house of Srivas Thakur, where this chanting went on with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with him giving the medicine. So he did it by private dancing parties. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had another kind of dancing party, and that was a public dancing party. And it was characterized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself arranging how the public kirtan was done. Now, as I describe this, I want you to think about your experience on the Rathyatras that are done out of this temple every year, because there's a great similarity. Well, maybe it's a similarity you won't know unless you're a young person, because I think more organization goes into those Rathyatras that are reserved for people under under whatever, under 50, 40, 30. But it's an organization. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's public dancing parties were marked by organization. Let me tell you how he did it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would, with his own hand, decorate all the devotees with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. And I say this because at the recent Tampa Pirates Festival, or wherever the devotees, Gasparilla Parade, all the devotees were dressed in, decorated so nicely, specifically because that kind of organization had to go into a public dancing party to be effective. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started this. He decorated all the devotees with flower garlands and sandalwood paste. And then he started dividing it up. Okay, they're going to be, in this group, there should be such and such devotee as the main dancer. And somebody else should play the mridanga, the khol. And there should be other people responding to the chanting. So in each group, he would designate a dancer, a lead singer, and decorate the devotees. So the public perception of chanting Hare Krishna would be enhanced by this organization. We've seen in ISKCON too, in the beginning days, I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj, one of the first things that he's noted for in the history of his service in ISKCON is making sure the devotees had the same color socks on when they went on Harinam. It had to be organized. When it's organized, it's more efficient. And we see that Indradumna Swami also does this with organizing his Sankirtan party along the Baltic Sea coast. And so public dancing parties were formed and executed by all the different devotees. And in that way, the sound was tumultuous and all the devotees became mad. So the Lord had public dancing parties and private dancing parties. Now, the next way in which the Lord Chaitanya delivered this oshadhi, this medicine, it might sound a little negative, but we have to understand the whole perspective. because no one wants to be forced or feel intimidated. But that's exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used. Intimidation, even threat to riot. And he did this in Nadia. And it relates to Chan Kazi breaking the mridanga. How do the Vaishnavas, how did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respond to the breaking of the mridanga? Or as we saw very expertly, that was such a shock when that young lady stood up and she said, "Stop this chanting." Whoever figured that out, they had us going, you know. So Kazi, Chan Kazi, at that time in West Bengal, the Mohammedans were ruling. And the Hindus, they were a little intimidated. They thought, well, we can't go out, certainly, in the street and execute our religion. The Mohammedan rulers, they wouldn't like that. So they were a little intimidated. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, they became very strongly, they felt some strength that they could do it, so they went out. But when they went out, then they were correct. The Muslim leaders didn't like it, and they came ultimately, and they complained to Chan Kazi, they're going in the streets, they're chanting these names, they're disturbing us. They're trying to give them medicine. We don't want to be waking up. We want to remain sleeping in the witch called Maya. But they're trying to give this holy name to us. We don't like it. So Chan Kazi said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of the situation." And he himself went to where the devotees were chanting. He grabbed the mridanga and he broke it. I'm sure you've seen many plays over your years in Krishna consciousness of this. I saw two of them when I was in Mayapur, the Mayapur International School. The smallest children did this play about the Kazi stopping, and then the older group also did the same play about stopping. And they showed how there was a shift from being intimidated to intimidating the others. And so when Chan Kazi broke the mridanga, he said to the devotees, "For so long, you weren't so bold as to practice your religion in the streets. What has caused you to start doing this now?" And they didn't say anything, but we all know what caused them. Who caused them? What was the cause? Gauranga! Yes, he was the cause. And so he says, "Don't do this again, or I'll make you Mohammedans. Not only will I confiscate all your property, but I'll make you a Muslim." This threat was going in those days. So they, all the devotees came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he switched it around. He said, "I want everyone to get torches." Now, the implication is, he said, "Get torches if you want to see the mystic opulence of the Lord." So the implication is not just for light. You know, we might use these torches for something else because we're going to riot. He said, "I will go and I'll destroy the Kazi's palace." This is property damage. This was the definition of riot. "I'll destroy the Kazi's palace. And if you want to see the mystic opulences of the Lord, bring your torches." So everyone got torches and they went out chanting boldly in the street, and all of a sudden the momentum shifted, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was intimidating the Mohammedans rather than the Hindus being intimidated by them. So he used intimidation, and even the devotees, as they approached the house of the Kazi, can you imagine? The Kazi was so afraid himself. He was so bold to go break the mridanga a little while ago. Now he's afraid, he's going into inner chambers of his house hiding. You know, "Tell them to go away. I'm busy, I can't talk to them." But no, he couldn't hide. And when the devotees came on his grounds, they started destroying his gardens and things like that. That's what I'm saying about using riot. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through discussing with Kazi, got the order that still stands to this day, that for what and many generations there are with my family, no one will stop the Sankirtan movement. So therefore, if you go to Mayapur, you have to drive through, I guess it's Mayapur at that point too, up to the Jagannath Mandir. Is that also Mayapur? Who knows? That's Rajpur. So Mayapur ends where? On that road. Ragatmaka, you don't know? Anyway, so you go through that area with Harinam, Sankirtan, and no one will disturb. No one will disturb. They're still intimidated to this day by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, we needn't forget that Lord Nrisimhadeva had a part in this too, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Kazi, he said, well, why is it that you've changed now, that you're not so strong in your position? And then Kazi told him about how Lord Nrisimhadeva came and ripped it at his chest, and he still had marks there for that. So those marks are marks of intimidation. Okay, what else did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu use to give people the holy name of the Lord? Well, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri, he met Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and later he would say to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya that, I came to Puri just to deliver you. That was his purpose. He said that's his purpose. Just to deliver you I came. So how did he give the medicine, this Oshodhi, to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya? What quality of his person? See, these things help us try to understand who the person Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, how he thinks, how he feels, how he acts. So what quality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a person did he use to give this Oshodhi, the medicine of Harinam, to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya? Patience, he said. Yes, patience. Humility, we'll get to in a minute. He's also used that. But patience, he sat for 7 days. When Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was reciting his bogus understanding of the Vedas and Vedanta, he patiently sat there for 7 days without speaking. Of course, later, and this is one thing, we've all seen that movie Neelachale Mahaprabhu, and I have some issues with the way they depict Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and different characters in that time, but in terms of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, I think they got it right. He looks so dejected and surprised when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you don't understand Vedanta. And he's like shocked. You can see it in his face. It's portrayed very nicely in that film. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu patiently listened to him, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya could hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave up his impersonal understandings and took to chanting the holy name. He took the medicine. And what was the proof that he took the medicine? Well, Mahaprasad was the proof. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used Mahaprasad in a lot of different ways to give the medicine. But I pointed out here particularly in terms of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, because Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was a strict brahmana, following all the rules and regulations. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at his home just as Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was arising from bed. And what did he do? What did he do? What happened? Who can say? He gave Vishadam and he put it in his mouth without even washing his mouth. Without even taking a bath. Without even saying one prayer. He did not live his life like that. He led his life in a different way. But when he because he had been changed and because the Mahapashad of Lord Jagannath had come, he immediately took it. That's the injunction. If it comes, immediately take it. So by patience and prashad, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was delivered. Now humility, somebody mentioned humility. Who can say how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used humility to give this Oshodhi, this medicine? Prakashananda Saraswati, yes. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Banaras on his way to Vrindavan, he stopped in Banaras and he was being criticized there by this group of sannyasis headed by Prakasananda Saraswati. Why did they criticize him? How did they criticize him? What did they say he was doing wrong? Chanting and dancing. The question was, why are you... You're a sannyasi from such and such a line, and why are you acting like a sentimentalist and chanting and dancing in the street? You should be doing what? Studying Vedanta. That's what we do. We're sannyasis. That's what we do. Why are you doing like this? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being criticized like that. And so what he did, he was being begged by Chandrasekhar and the other devotees in Varanasi that do something. We can't stand this criticism of you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and he sat in the place where the people washed their feet before entering the assembly hall there. He sat there. Can you imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead sitting in such a place? For what purpose? For what purpose? Because he understood, he understands how humility can be used as a way in which to give the medicine of the holy name. And so he sat there, and when Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur himself saw this, he got up from his seat and said, no, don't sit here, please come join us. He invited him to come sit up there with an asan, and that was his mistake. Because his philosophy was thoroughly defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And indeed, it points out another quality that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used in his preaching, and that is polarity. Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur were on a far extreme, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought them to this extreme, which is shown by the fact when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Bindu Madhava temple, he began to chant and dance with his devotees there, and it became a big commotion. The Kol and Kartal could be heard. So Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur heard. And what did he do? He came with all of his disciples and he joined the kirtan. And he was dancing in ecstasy. So the very same thing that he was criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about before his deliverance, he was engaged in himself after his deliverance. So this polarity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows it to us that we can see that how it's almost funny that he had Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur and others chanting and dancing when they were the ones criticizing. So polarity is another thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used. So now we're getting down. Does anybody have one or two? Because I have more on the list here, but we're running out of time. Does anybody have an example of how a personal quality Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to deliver the Harinam, the Oshodhi? No? Okay. Well, yeah. Huh? The parrot landed on his hand.
The parrot landed on one arm, and the male parrot landed on another arm. And the male parrot started glorifying Krishna. And the female parrot, not to be outdone, started to glorify Radharani.
Yes, you could bring out the love out. That reminds me, when there used to be a poster put out by the BBT that had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going through the forest, and in the background it had a tiger and a deer kissing. you seen that? Embracing and kissing. This is only possible by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in the holy name. Because they're natural enemies. And one who's not a devotee, I had a friend that wasn't a devotee, I had that poster in my house. And when they saw that, they pointed out, oh, this is some mistake of the artist. They put the deer in they're natural enemies. No, they're not natural enemies. The holy name destroys all differences amongst us, and we can all come together. Okay, so let me just do a couple of the quick things here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method of preaching in South India during his tour was shown by his personal influence. He would chant and dance when he was walking, and people would see him chanting and dancing. And they would become pure devotees just by seeing that. But the cycle didn't end there. Those people would go back to their village, and they would chant and dance. And when people saw them, they would become purified and become pure devotees and start chanting and dancing. And in this way, a parampara, a disciplic succession was created that lasts even till today. How many of us became devotees because we saw devotees singing and dancing, chanting the holy names of the Lord? There's one right there, Radha Damodar Prabhu. I see a lot of hands here. We saw and we did. And people saw us, and then they did. And that's going on. That's one method. By the personal influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was able to affect that change in the world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't just a blindly liberal. He also could be very, very strict. And he showed this during his visit to Kurukshetra. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed with the Korman Brahmin at his house, and he was there for some time, and then he decided to leave. He was going to continue his tour of South India. And that Korma Brahmana came up to him and said, "By..." Okay. The Korma Brahmin came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said to him, "By your mercy, I've understood the futility of this materialistic way of life, and I want to give it up. I want to go with you. Let me travel with you. Let me give up once and for all this household affairs." And what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? "Don't speak like that again. I never want to hear you speaking like that again." he said better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna. "Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land." So he wasn't having any of this idea, some people leaving home prematurely and taking up the life of a sannyasi. "No, don't speak like this again," he told him. "You remain in your place." So his strict behavior and corrective language were also very much part of the way the Lord used personal dealings to spread Krishna consciousness. But on the other side of the coin, he also used joking behavior and humor. So he wasn't strict with everyone. He used joking behavior. Who did he use joking behavior with? His mother? Well, yes, but I'm thinking of somebody in... Okay, all these are correct. That's the thing about Krishna consciousness. Everything's the correct answer. But I'm thinking about doing a South Indian tour. He stayed with somebody. Venkatabhat. He stayed with Venkatabhat for the 4 months of the rainy season. Now, Venkatabhat was a Sri Vaishnava. They worshipped Lakshmi Narayan. But Lakshmi tried to enter the Rasa dance. And so she was refused admission. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to joke with Venkatabhat about this. Why is it that your Lakshmi couldn't go into the Rasa dance? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching Radha Krishna Prem, and Venkatabhat as a Sri Vaishnava was accustomed to Lakshmi Narayan Prem. And so because there's a difference, but there's not a difference really, there was this joking behavior that went on between the two of them. And of course, who's the devotee that came out of that situation? Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis. So let's see here. I think I have some more, but I think I want to go to... Oh, one more. Street smarts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a street smart person. He wasn't a naive religionist. And he showed his street smarts in his dealings with the Buddhists in South India. The Buddhist leader there challenged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about his philosophy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu soundly defeated him in such a way that the people that were observing this, they all began to laugh at the Buddhists. They began to laugh at, I mean, he was an accomplished Buddhist leader, and they began to laugh at him because of he was so unable to respond to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arguments. Now, anybody that's got street smarts knows what when you embarrass somebody in public. They're going to try to come back and get you. You're naive to think that it's over when you embarrass someone in public. They're going to. So this Buddhist leader, he thought, well, I'm going to get back at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he and his followers put together a plate of untouchable food stuff. What do you think it was? Untouchable food stuff. Well, meat. Meat was there, certainly. I don't know what else was there. Huh?
Alcohol?
Probably. So they brought this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they said, we want to give you this Maha Prasad. If you embarrass somebody, you better watch out if they come giving gifts, you know. So they came, they tried to give him this, but just as they were giving the plate to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a big bird came and picked up the plate from their hands. And as the bird started to fly away, all the untouchable food stuff fell all over these Buddhists, contaminating them. And then the bird dropped the plate and it smashed the Buddhist leader, the one that was trying to defeat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, smashed him on the head and knocked him unconscious. That shocked the Buddhist followers. And so they went begging to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that to save our spiritual master, please save him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them what? Take the Aushadhi, take this Maharinam Maha Mantra, and that will cure your guru. So he told them, go and chant Hare Krishna very loudly in his ears. And so they did that, and the Buddhist leader came to his senses. And what did he start doing? Chanting Hare Krishna. They got the medicine, and in that way, they not only rectified their error of trying to get back at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they perfected their life by taking to the chanting of Hare Krishna. Now, all these things that the Lord did to give this Oshodhi, the medicine of the Harinam Mahamantra, of all those things he did, we've seen so many different personal characteristics. But there's one characteristic of the Lord described in Bhagavad Gita. Puritranaya saranam vinyasaya chudiskram dharmasam stapadharta sambhavami again again. So he comes, he says, I come time and time again for that purpose, to give this Oshodhi. But there's one thing that Lord Chaitanya did not do to give the Hare Krishna Mahamantra during his preaching. He did not do one thing. Who knows that one thing that he did not do? He did so many things, but what did he not do that the Lord ordinarily does when he comes in this world to deliver the world? Kill demons. He did not kill any demons. Even Jagai and Madai were not killed. Madai struck Nityananda Prabhu. Is it Madai? Madai struck Nityananda Prabhu with the pot and was going to strike him again. Fortunately, Jagai stopped him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately appeared on the scene with his chakra. And his tag team partner, Nityananda Prabhu, said what? Don't kill him. If you kill them, then who would you not have to kill in this age of Kali? Because sinful activities is so widespread. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not use killing the demons to give this Oshodhi of the spiritual of the spiritual medicine. So we shouldn't do that anything either. But we should take the medicine ourselves. And as our bhajan that we read sang, that Enechi Ashodi Maya Nisisi Baro Lagi Hari Nama Mahamancha Lao Tumi Magi Bhakativi Noda Prabhu Charane Puriya Se Hari Nama Mancha Layo Magiya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, and after begging for the holy name, he received the Maha Mantra. So today's a good day to beg for the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won't forsake us. He will give us his mercy. And if you have time, go to the latest issue of Back to Godhead and look at this beautiful painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan, which is a portrait of the first time that they went out in the public to spread the holy name. It's a very beautiful painting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks very merciful. Nityananda Prabhu, take the Harinam Mahamantra and chant and be happy. Hare Krishna. So I think our brahmanas are ready, so we'll go to the next program. Hare Krishna.